Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadali and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program we discuss problems and other issues parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, all of the answers provided in this program are based upon the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, peace be upon them all, supplemented by scientific data and facts. Joining us in the studio is our dear friend and Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we'll be discussing mistake number 15 some parents make when raising their children, and that is not respecting our children, and in addition to that, not inspiring self-confidence and self-esteem and self-reliance in our children. Dear Sayyid, please enlighten us about this subject.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. One of the problems that we have faced as children and children face today is the fact that we haven't been given and kids haven't been given self-value and self-respect and self-confidence. We as human beings, as we grow older and we become adults, for some reason something changes in us, and all of a sudden we start to look at children in a way that they are nothing and nobody, right?
Right.
They're just little kids. So it's okay, you can hit them, you can swear at them, you can call them names, you can yell at them. No self-respect and nothing else. Which is a problem when it comes to the child as he grows older.
Right.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He does not differentiate between a child and a grown-up. He says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, He swears by the soul. Now, the body hasn't matured. This maybe the intellect hasn't matured, but the soul is there, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put inside every human being. And that soul needs to be respected, considering the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that He blew in man from Himself. وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ. So there is a divine aspect to me, to you, to every human being that we have to take into mind. So when it comes to children, they are just adults waiting to grow up. They say, as a story of a group of people who were sitting in a gathering, and a child walked in, and he, you know, the way he was walking was a bit funny, and he had, you know, his clothes weren't, you know, clean and stuff, appropriate.
Right.
And everyone started laughing at this child, which we do a lot of times. One of those who was sitting, he said to them, "This was me and you when we were kids. Why do you think which part of this is laughable? Me and you were there. We right. walked through that. Would you like anyone to make fun of you and laugh at you if that was you? Obviously not. So sometimes we have this look when it comes to kids. We don't give them enough respect
beneath
or self-value.
Us, unfortunately. Right. And with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the mistake some parents make when raising their children, and that is not respecting their children and also not inspiring self-confidence in their children. Dear Said, please pick up where you left off.
Therefore, we say that if the child doesn't have self-value, if he does not, it has not been taught self-value, it causes him a lot of mental issues, and obviously, I don't want to go into the depth of this, so we'll leave it at the basics. And if he hasn't been given enough self-respect and self-esteem, that also will make the child commit a lot of mistakes in the process, especially if he does not have the confidence that we should give that child.
Am I right in saying it also leads to waswas in their children when they grow up? Because they're constantly doubting themselves in everything.
It will lead to a number of different diseases, a number of different problems. So waswas and doubting, it will be one of them. On a scale of another, considering the fact that he, like you said, does not believe in himself or in his abilities, whether he can do or could not do an act, because he's never given enough proper self-value.
So this has a direct and harmful effect on the spiritual.
It does, obviously.
Aspect.
It will have a different on the child in different ways.
Right.
Like we said, it's going to cause them a problem in different way. And that's why we see, for example, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, when he deals with children, if he goes to a place where their children are, first and foremost, he goes down to the child's level, an eye level. And he shakes their hands before the grown-ups. He says salam to the kids before the grown-ups, which means he's giving them more self-confidence and he's giving more self-value. That as a child, you know that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, he himself is coming to your level. I mean, obviously the child doesn't understand that. But what the child understands, that when he looks at the other adults around him, and they see how the adults themselves would respect that child. Why? Because the Prophet has respected him. So he's like, okay, how come everyone is looking at me differently? How come everyone is valuing me now? What happened? Obviously, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, did that act to them. So we can see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, in such an action, he was trying to grow self-confidence in the mind of children and giving them that self-esteem. As parents, sometimes we fail to do that.
Right.
And most of the times, we as parents, fathers or mothers, we don't give our kids value and self-confidence is only because we think that they are that they can be subjected to at least making fun of them or not respecting them, or at least we feel that they could be criticized. So along these lines, we see it that we have the right to criticize them, make fun of them, and not respect them. As a parent, I find it in myself that I have the right to do these things.
Right.
If this is how I do it, then obviously, if this is my mentality, obviously I'm creating a child that has low self-esteem and he has less self-value.
Dear Sayyid, would you say then perhaps the way to go about inspiring all of these good qualities that we want in a child is to perhaps treat them as we would ourselves, as we would other grown-ups?
It is. It's exactly it. That's the problem, that they have to be treated in the same way that you would like to be treated.
All right, and with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break. Ya muqdi al-khayrat, ya muqdi
al-khayrat, ya muqdi al-khayrat. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Ya muqdi
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the mistake of not respecting our children and inspiring self-confidence in them. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
Now, we as parents, if we do understand and we see that when we look at our children, that if we look at them, that they are not immune to our fun, jokes and stuff like that, then we have to realize that we're creating bad children.
Right.
Now, as a parent, as a father or a mother, we need to make sure that we change our attitude and the way we look at our children. If we do not give them that confidence in themselves, and we don't give them that self-value, that will affect them even on a mental level.
Right.
That you see that when it comes to their studies, they lag behind. Most of the kids who lag behind is because the fact that they not treated well enough, or they don't have enough self-confidence in themselves, right, that they can do this job, or they can even understand a lesson. When you constantly looked under yourself and your parents subjected you to so much, I don't know, jokes and being criticized constantly.
Like daggers pointed at your heart.
So even when you go to class, your mind is not there, your mind absent, which makes it very hard for you to understand the class. And obviously would reflect on your work and on your scores.
Right.
When it comes to dealing with people themselves, you would have less capacity to make a choice and to choose something. And you see this very evident at people who go to shops and they want to buy something and they look at everything, but they could never make a choice. And sometimes they walk out of the shop without making a choice. And most of the times, people like that, they will take someone with them shopping for the most basic things.
Right. To decide for them.
Yeah, I want to buy a shirt. Could you come with me? And then, okay, is this good? Is this nice? And then if the friend says yes, then they buy it. You can see that, obviously, throughout their childhood.
So they become indecisive as well.
Exactly. So indecisive, not being able to make it, to make a choice. This has all happened due to the fact that the parent has dealt with such a child without taking care of them, on, you know, giving them self-value and trying to increase their stamina and their self-esteem.
Not only that, also teaching them that you are worth something also makes them subconsciously and later when they grow up understand that not everybody can simply step on them and humiliate them when they grow up in classrooms or where they are facing bullies or in the workplaces where we see a lot of abuse from especially high ups towards those who are beneath them in rank and position. And they just lay down there and take it.
It's true. It's true. So this is also a very important fact as well. That when it comes to our children, we have to make sure that not only that would increase self-confidence in them and give them self-respect, but we have to, I think we've covered this in previous episode, that when we deal with them, we have to keep in mind that we are trying to create their own identity as people.
Right.
So I've seen this recently where a father, for example, is constantly complaining about his son. His son is only young, and I just say to him that, look, you have to keep in mind that the child is making decisions for himself because he's trying to build on his own personality. Don't come and mock him. Don't come and stand against him. Don't make fun of him.
Of course.
I said, maybe to you, the child wanted something. I said, maybe to you it doesn't work. To the child, it might does. So at least work with that.
And keep that in mind. We end today's program because we are out of time. I thank the dear Sayyid for his insightful knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If our dear listeners have any suggestions, feedback, or some comments, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir. Alternatively, you can also visit our website, parstoday.com. If you are much more modern and not so much old school, you can also find us on various social media websites, such as on Twitter and Instagram, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.